This podcast is brought to you by the Village of Bedford Park, your home for business. Over 450 businesses strong and growing with a safe, reliable Lake Michigan water supply. Visit VOBPbiz.com and bring your business home to the Village of Bedford Park.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Now, the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
It is 12:03, July 12th, 2024. Good afternoon, and thanks so much for joining us for the WBBM Noon Business Hour. I'm Rachel Pearson, filling in for Rob Hart today, and it is Entrepreneur Friday. That means we'll highlight not one, but two businesses later on in the show. But first, it's important for new parents to come up with a financial plan for their new arrival. We'll cover that in our next segment. Right now, though, television shows make it seem lucrative, pretty easy, and often fun to buy a new home in need of repairs and fix it up. Is that the reality, though? Joining us now on the Village of Bedford Park business line, reminding you to bring your business home, is Rick Sharga. He's founder and CEO of CJ Patrick Company in Orange County, California. Rick, is it accurate, those TV shows, you know, Property Brothers, fixing it up? Up, having fun. It's just a good time, right?
It's a great time. If you have your own crew of competent construction professionals who are on your payroll and can make things look like a breeze. The old thing is really true when it comes to these fixer-uppers. It's caveat emptor, buyer beware. You really need to be careful what you're getting into so you don't get in over your head.
But here's the thing. I think with where the housing market is, if you're looking to buy a home and if it's a decent price, maybe it is a fixer-upper, but I'd rather have a home at a decent price than maybe pay more for something that is overpriced. But let's talk about, this is sort of just a cost-benefit analysis, right? Is it worth putting in that time and effort? And here's the other thing. I mean, it costs money to make these repairs.
It costs a lot of money to make these repairs, and the two biggest mistakes people make when they're buying these kind of homes is they dramatically usually underestimate the cost of making the repairs, and they also typically underestimate the degree of difficulty in making these repairs. People don't realize, but the cost of repairs to a house have gone up almost 70% in the last 10 years. So it's something you really need to budget carefully for. And candidly, most home buyers looking for these kind of properties are first-time buyers. They may or may not have the expertise they need to take a look at a house and know exactly what needs to be fixed and how severe the problems might be.
I'm not saying that this has happened to me. I'll speak anecdotally for a homeowner. My husband's not listening. But we bought a home a few years ago, and maybe it's our millennial egos where we thought, a YouTube video, we can figure it out. And it ended up making things worse. And now we're spending even more money to repair our attempt at the repair. That didn't happen to me, though. It's a hypothetical.
Your hypothetical story, which I'm sure didn't happen to you or your husband, has unfortunately happened to thousands of home buyers. Look, it's a difficult market, particularly for first-time buyers. Affordability is pretty much at an all-time low. And so looking at what appears to be a bargain property makes a lot of sense. There are even loan programs out there through the FHA, something called a 203K loan that lets you build your repair costs into your mortgage so you don't have to tap into your personal savings to make those repairs. But if you're going to look at a house like that, it really makes sense to have a professional contractor really do a thorough assessment of the property before you buy it. You don't want to get a property with mold. You don't want to get a property with structural damage that you didn't see or with a roof that's about to go. And cost you tens of thousands of dollars in unexpected expenses.
I'm hearing you say that there's a lot of upfront research and planning that needs to go into this before you. I guess we wouldn't recommend buying a fixer-upper on a whim.
No, and don't do it sight unseen. The home that you're going to purchase for the overwhelming majority of families across the country is the biggest single financial investment you're ever going to make. So it just makes sense to do a little bit of extra due diligence up front if you're buying a house that's going to need some work to make sure you really do know what you're getting into.
Thanks so much, Rick Sharga, founder and CEO of CJ Patrick Company in Orange County, coming up, helping new parents with financial planning.
Information to make cash and save cash. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
For many new parents, it might be tough to keep finances on the front burner with all that's going on. So let's get some help in managing those key areas from Ed Jurtzen. He's a certified financial planner and founder of Engage Wealth Group here in Chicago. Ed, glad to speak with you again. Here's the thing. I spoke with you last year, was it? I was expecting, and we had some great advice for expecting parents. And thankfully, I was able to heed that. But let's revisit. For those who are expecting, what do we need to keep in mind when we're thinking about our child's financial future?
Great to be with you, Rachel. First and foremost, I know we're talking about a money segment, but let's talk about the estate planning segment. That is, if the unlikely event, something happens to young parents, so they both pass away, what happens to the child? And typically, parents kind of shoehorn this in when they're like, oh my gosh, we're going on vacation for the first time without our child. Who do we pick and what do we do? So thinking through this process is critically important because if these documents are not in place, you know, you're going to have some serious legal and emotional challenges on what happens with the child, who is going to be the guardian and things like that. And so looking ahead of time, getting these documents in place is the most critical advice I can give your listeners in terms of making sure that all of these things are thought through. And then again, talking to the folks who you are thinking about having guardianship with first and foremost before you put them in the document, so there are no surprises, again, in the unlikely event something happens to those young parents.
Yeah, a little morbid, not something we want to think about, but something that does need to be considered because, as you mentioned, you don't want to be scrambling in that event.
Yes, absolutely. And then kind of on the brighter side, right, you have a child and then there's the long future to look forward to. And there's obviously some financial planning steps that you can talk about in terms of college funding and saving and things like that.
Now, how much of that needs to be done up front and how much of it would be passive? Here's the thing, Ed. I can barely remember to move my laundry from the washer to the dryer, let alone setting aside money for the reason I'm doing all that laundry in the first place. So what advice can you give parents? Like, let's simplify this as much as we can.
Absolutely. And if we can make laundry automatic, that would be great. So one of the first steps would be thinking about college savings, right? And so Illinois has a highly rated program, the Bright Start program. And what a great way to start saving for college. And so you can set this up automatically, Rachel. You can connect your checking account and make automatic contributions to this account over time, whether it's monthly, quarterly, or annually. And listeners have to remember that if you're contributing to this Bright Start program in Illinois, you can get up to a $20,000 tax deduction for both parents contributing to the plan. What a great incentive to not only save in terms of Illinois state taxes, but also funding college for down the road.
Okay, so I love that. I love that it can get set up and be automatic. The other thing, too, my daughter has a birthday coming up, and her Bright Start may or may not be on our wish list for people to contribute for her birthday.
Yeah, and that's the balance, right? So not only can parents can contribute, but family and friends can contribute, and they also, if they're Illinois residents, get a deduction. So, you know, instead of going out and buying that $400 great toy that the child will rather play with the box with than the toy, you can do kind of a blended gift. Like, you can give some monies to the 529, and you can give some monies to the child directly. And so that's kind of the blend of this. So it's not only the parents who can contribute, but others as well. And that birthday gift, well down the line, will be greatly appreciated when they reach those education years.
Thanks so much. Ed Jurtzen, certified financial planner and founder of Engage Wealth Group. Up next, it's Entrepreneur Friday. We'll talk about turning a passion for crafting into a business.
Compounding your interest with an economy of words. This is the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
It's Entrepreneur Friday, and in this segment, we're meeting a businesswoman whose love of crafting has gone from hobby to habit in professional pursuit. We welcome Melissa Durham Richards, owner of Craft It Up on the city's far our South CDC Marketplace here in Chicago. Melissa, glad to have you with us this afternoon. And this is probably my favorite day of the week when we get to meet entrepreneurs. I want to hear about your passion and how it led to Craft It Up.
Yes, thank you, Rachel, for having me. My passion started with me just wanting to celebrate my birthday with my friends and doing crafting parties. After a while, people wanted me to take it on the road and do more things over time. So we started doing crafting parties on the road at my house for my birthday, and every month that kind of showed up gave us the opportunity to get together. We started to crafting. It became a very therapeutic process that we all enjoyed with gathering and de-stressing.
Okay, so it's not just about crafting and making something, but I'm hearing you say that there's a lot of camaraderie and community that's part of this too. Does that play into Craft It Up? Because this is a physical space.
Yeah, so we have it where creativity has no boundaries. It started off with the classes and workshops, and then we also got into customization. So we are located at the Far South CDC Marketplace, which is located at 837 West 115th Street in Chicago, Illinois, in the West Pullman area. So you're able to come in, visit us, either schedule a class or book a class, or enjoy some of our already handmade customized items.
So this is a space you can shop, but you can also learn something new. Because I think a lot of people, especially since the pandemic, are looking into crafting, trying to learn something new. And I think we're also seeing sort of this resurgence of interest in handmade custom items.
Absolutely. And the reason why that is, Rachel, is because people want to stand out, say what they want to say, and they want a conversation piece. And that's what Craft It Up gives them, a conversation piece for whatever special occasion that they're celebrating.
Okay, so when did you open up your shop here on 115th Street, and what's next for Craft It Up?
Okay, so we started off with coming into the marketplace space early in February, and so we took our business from our home to a brick and mortar, and we're here at the Far South CDC Marketplace. And what's next for us is that we're going to be expanding with more classes and providing more customized items throughout the city of Chicago. So if you want to learn more information, follow us on social media or subscribe to our website at craftitup.biz with a K, and you'll be able to stay updated on all the different things that we'll be doing in our expansion that's to come.
Love it. So great to meet you, Melissa Durnham Richards. She is owner of Craft It Up on the city's Far South CDC Marketplace. Still ahead on this Entrepreneur Friday, we'll shift the focus to Chicago's growing cannabis industry.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Good afternoon, and thanks so much for joining us. I'm Rachel Pearson in for Rob Hart, and these are the top stories on News Radio WBBM. A suburban board considers declaring a non-sanctuary county. President Biden courts voters in the key state of Michigan. In Entrepreneur Friday, a minority-owned and operated marijuana dispensary is opening up on the city's South Loop. And if you're shopping for a used car, you may want to think about skipping the dealership. WBBM Business, the Dow up 405 points, NASDAQ up 217, the S&P 500 up 58 points. AccuWeather says it's going to be mostly sunny today with a high of 85. Now the WBBM Noon Business Hour continues as a Will County Board Committee has forwarded a resolution declaring the area a non-sanctuary county for asylum seekers and illegal immigrants. The move comes through a 7-5 vote. It was divided pretty much along party lines with Republicans in favor and Democrats opposed. The measure now goes to a full board for consideration. Meantime, President Biden returns to Michigan today, where 4 years ago he promised to hand the baton to rising Democratic stars.
During the 2020 campaign, candidate Biden said he was a bridge to the next generation. 4 years later, many Democrats are urging him to fulfill that promise and end his candidacy. But last night, the president said things have changed.
The gravity of the situation I inherited.
And amid what he calls unprecedented threats from GOP challenger Donald Trump,
I've got to finish this job.
He met privately last night with top House Democrat Hakeem Jeffries, who says he gave the president the full breadth of views from colleagues about the path forward after days of candid talks. Sagar Magani, Washington.
It's 60 Minutes of Financial Planning. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Well, the stocks are trading higher, and now joining us on the Village of Bedford Park business line, reminding you to bring your business home, is Chuck Carlson, CEO of Horizon Investment Services and publisher of the website UpsideStocks.com, based in Hammond, Indiana. Chuck, what do you make of what you're seeing on Wall Street today?
Well, we're seeing finally some broadening in the market. We had a kind of a severe rotation yesterday where you had a lot of money coming out of the mega cap tech stocks into value areas, dividend paying areas, small cap areas of the market. And I was curious to see if the strength in those areas is going to continue, which it is today. You're seeing very strong performance in a lot of the areas that had been lagging, such as interest rate sensitive stocks, economically sensitive stocks, but also you're seeing kind of renewed strength in a lot of the growth stocks as well. So, it's a good day. I think people are getting, used to the narrative that the Fed is going to be cutting rates at least twice this year. I think they're looking at inflation coming down. I think they're looking at an economy, at least today, that still seems to be okay based on some data points that came out today from employment. And thus, it's a Goldilocks economy here, not too hot, not too cold. You've got interest rates coming down, inflation coming down, and we'll see if corporate profits can be coming up here.
Now, Chuck, you sort of mentioned this broader rotation, and I'm curious if you think that that's going to continue into the second half of this year, or if we're still going to see this really high tech-heavy sector.
Yeah, I guess gun to head, I would say that we're probably going to see more of the tech-heavy sector because I think that's where the growth is going to be. I'm a little skeptical, not that I think that this is necessarily going to deep-six the market, but I'm a little skeptical that you're going to be seeing some of the growth coming in some of those more economically sensitive areas. I think the economy and the consumer is slowing down a bit, and I think that's going to be reflected in somewhat muted earnings growth. And in an environment where you have that kind of muted earnings growth, investors flock to growth stocks, and I still think you're going to see that growth in kind of the high-tech companies. That doesn't mean that the industrials and value stocks will lag as badly as they have been, and that gap could close, but I still think this is a growth stock market.
And I would imagine, too, that just in the back of our minds at all times is that word inflation. And can you sort of help us explain what the latest reading is telling us and what that means, sort of how the Fed's going to play into this all moving forward?
Well, the latest inflation readings were favorable in a sense that it showed a trend is still in place and going down and, even a little bit of disinflation year over year. So that's important from a market perspective because inflation is really a killer when it comes to stocks of all stripes. So the fact that we are now getting down in that 3% range and looks like that trend by the end of this year is going to be down in the between 2 and 3%, that's huge for the market. And, that gives the Fed some cover to lower rates, especially if they're fearful about economic conditions in the second half of the year. So, you know, that inflation number is, if that continues to kind of trend lower, you know, that's going to be that's going to give a nice lift to all stocks, but particularly kind of the growth stocks as well.
Do you see the growth as being a cheap part of the market right now, or are there other areas that you think you're eyeing?
Well, it's not cheap. I'm not sure it's as expensive as a lot of people make it out to be, because a lot of those companies have been growing into their valuation, so to speak. I think I would be a little cautious about buying the cheap part of the market. Yes, it's had a pretty good rebound here over the last couple of days, but I think if you're going to be moving outside the technology areas, I would still try to focus on companies that are growing their bottom lines and doing it, you know, high single digits, double digits, and focus on those companies. I would not be necessarily going out and buying the, quote, cheapest stocks, because I think they're cheap for a reason, and I don't think those are going to be the stocks that sustain a rebound here in the second half.
If we're talking about investing on the global front, do you see any opportunities there in international stocks?
Well, it's interesting. When you look at the second quarter numbers, the benchmarks for developed world markets were down, but emerging markets actually were up about 5%. The international sector, to me, really falls into kind of that value camp. So if you think this rotation and this broadening is going to continue, I think there are opportunities on the international side, which have lagged pretty badly over the last 5-10 years. But again, I wouldn't necessarily be pivoting my portfolio aggressively to that end. If you wanted to supplement it a little bit by going out internationally, I think that's fine. But I don't think this is a time to be making significant pivots to the value side of the market or the international side of the market.
Thanks for the insight. Chuck Carlson, CEO of Horizon Investment Services, based in Hammond, Indiana. Up next in Entrepreneur Friday, we'll meet the CEO of a minority-owned and operated marijuana dispensary that's opening up here in Chicago.
Money talks as the WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
It's Entrepreneur Friday, and in this segment, we're delving into the marijuana industry, specifically a new dispensary in Chicago's Printers Row neighborhood. We welcome Fred Spencer. He's CEO of Market 96, and Fred just opened the first location in Chicago. Let's talk about Market 96. Fred, great to meet you. Now, let me just say, this isn't the first store for Market 96, but it is the first store in the city of Chicago.
That is correct. Yeah, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it. But yes, our first store was in Oswego, Illinois, but our new location is at Congress and Wells in downtown Chicago.
So you got one of those coveted dispensary licenses in Chicago. What made you want to open up shop here in the city?
You know, it was always aspirations for the entire Market 96 teams to find a location in Chicago. We were fortunate enough to win 6 dispensary licenses, so we have quite a few locations that we're looking to open. But Chicago was one of the key locations we were looking to open.
Okay. Now, Fred, from what I understand is you've got a sort of a unique perspective here in why you got into the cannabis dispensary industry. Can you tell me a little bit about what sort of separates Market 96 and you as CEO?
Sure. Well, I'll start with what separates Market 96. You know, we have a team pretty much made up of 100% Black-owned individuals. And then also most of our team members are social equity applicants, including myself. So I started with the company as a social equity applicant, was on the application process, as well as an investor within the company, and ultimately became the CEO. But Market 96 was founded in September 2023 by Blunts and Moore, a collaboration of 9 highly accomplished women, like-minded, social conscious entrepreneurs, and we're all passionate about the cannabis industry.
Now, but Fred, you and I don't mean to pry here, but I know that you also have a history of. I think this is just sort of an interesting story that you have here. Tell me a little bit about it sounds like your dad had some dealings with drug offenses, and that may have sort of led you into this career.
Yes, that's, a little bit that is true. Yes, I grew up on the South Side of Chicago. You know, I have a ton of family members that was in the legacy side of the cannabis industry, including my father, which actually gave me access to social equity application. So you are correct. My dad had rent, you know, a couple of marijuana offenses as a teen.
But what a great, inspiring way to sort of turn it around and create something positive out of this. Now, Market 96, your Chicago location's opening this weekend.
Yes, we're very excited. Please, the public come out. We have a grand opening starting tomorrow, Saturday, from 12 to 5, which will include a ton of our customers, some traveling all the way from Oswego, our beautiful Market 96 team, as well as some of the investors. But we will have food trucks, about 400 to 500 people on site. And so we're looking forward to this beautiful grand opening.
Thanks so much. And it was great to meet you, Fred Spencer. He's CEO of Market 96. Market 96 opening their first Chicago location. That's in the city's Printers Row neighborhood. Still to come, deciding if you should go private when shopping for a car.
The only program dedicated to currency events. You're listening to the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
There are some pros and cons about avoiding a dealer when it comes to buying your next vehicle through a private source. So let's talk about it with Matt Jones. He's a spokesman, True Car, based in Los Angeles, California. Matt, we mentioned there's pros and cons to dodging the dealership. So let's start in the pro category. What are the things that we can benefit from?
Well, generally, when you buy a car at a dealership, it's going to cost a little bit more than if you were to buy that car, that exact same car, private party. So one of the pros of avoiding the dealership, if you could see it that way, is you might save a little bit on the overall purchase price. But there are some cons that are worth talking about as well. Like as far as, you know, not being able to have a car that may not carry a warranty, or maybe you don't have any recourse if something goes wrong with the car. So there's goods and bads to both.
Okay, so what advice do you have for someone who's looking at purchasing a vehicle? Because we also know that car prices have sort of gone in a little wayward here, where a used car is almost as much as a new one, and then you've got the dealership saying, let me go talk to my manager. Okay, I'm going to get myself upset here. Let me go talk to my manager and see if I can lower the price. We know the shtick.
Yeah, well, I think what a person needs to keep in mind first when they're deciding if they're going to go private party or dealership is the overall of the car and how they are going to pay for it. So speaking of how the cars have just gotten a little bit more expensive, you know, I think the average used car that's sold at a dealership is somewhere around 30 grand these days, right? So if you wanted to buy a car private party that was, you know, say around 30 grand, how are you going to fund that? Most people will need a loan, and private party offers can't offer, you know, loans. So the dealership wins in that case. So as far as the funding and, you know, that type of stuff, the dealership and the warranty is the way to go. But the private party thing, I think what's concerning about the private party is that, again, there's no recourse. And most people just don't know how to check if a car is good or if it's going to last a long time. If you're talking about an inexpensive car, a $2,000 or $3,000 car, of course, you're going to roll the dice and get what you get. But if you're talking about something that's $7,000, $10,000, $15,000, it might be worth it to consider the dealership, if for nothing else, that you can get funding and you can have recourse if something goes wrong.
And again, unless you've got a mechanic in your back pocket who can take a look at the car, you're right. There is some security from a dealership in knowing that you're getting a quality product.
Yeah. And I mean, and if we consider, you know, all of the cars that are in a market, you know, I think there's something that we overlook is, you know, even though myself, as an example, I've been in the car business for 1,000 years, I'm not sure that I could tell you without a shadow of a doubt if a car has been in a flood. Or if it's got rain damage, or if there's something under the undercarriage that I just can't pick out, you need to have a mechanic go over that with you if you're buying a car private party. But the thing about a dealership is they won't sell a flood damaged car. There's just too much liability. So there's a safety net with dealing with those folks. But the way that you get away from that safety net is you find a mechanic, you have that mechanic go over the car with you, you analyze the vehicle's history, and if it feels good and the savings are significant over a dealership, then yeah, go buy a private party. Rachel, 15 million people buy private party cars every year in North America. So, you know, it's working for some people, but I just want people to be very cautious of what they're doing and make sure they're taking the right steps, whether dealership or private party, to make sure that they're buying something that's going to last.
Well, we always appreciate the advice. That's Matt Jones, a spokesman for True Car in Los Angeles, California. Now, if you missed any part of today's show, you can go to our stream and just skip back to the time you want. Plus, there's a pause and rewind function that works both online and with the Odyssey app. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.